Welcome to Season 2 of Resting Glitch Face, a Shadowrun actual play.
This is Shannon. I'm playing Eris.
Hi, this is Sid, and I'm playing Jet.
This is Dot. I'm playing Binary.
This is Maddie. I'm playing Collateral.
And my name is Eric, the Game Master. Be warned, some of the following content is not suitable for all audiences.
Jet texts Gracie on our way, like as we're in the car.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, and she just says, favorite patient incoming, ETA 5 minutes, XOXO.
All right, so you text Gracie, you're in,
en route.
Mm-hmm. Favorite patient en route. Mm-hmm. Her response is, I don't have a lot of time to get something out of your butthole.
I just text back one word, well, two words, extremely stabbed.
All right.
That could still mean your butthole.
Extremely stabbed. There was a knife involved.
In your butthole! That's even worse!
Hey, don't worry, guys. I know exactly what I'm doing. Also, the blood loss. Let's not forget about the blood loss.
Yes, because there's plenty of capillaries in your sphincter.
Right.
Wink.
Her text response is, are you serious or are you just fucking around?
She takes a picture of herself.
Bleeding.
Yeah, bleeding with blood all over her face. I think that in order to like get a little medical attention, she unzipped her jumpsuit. So she's got like sports bra, bandage,
okay,
and it's like tied around her waist.
All right. Response back is, after seeing that, holy fucking shit, bite the fucking bullet, go to a hospital.
I just need stitches. Most of the blood isn't mine. I feel fine, just a little woozy.
Fine.
Thank you. Heart emoji.
Eye roll emoji.
Nice.
I want to have a conversation with Mary about what she experienced in the deep, dark gate place.
Okay. Is this happening, like, so everyone can hear, or is this...
This is in Matrix Land conversation.
So you're talking in... Okay.
You're just thinking any.
Yeah,
another.
We're thinking.
It's almost telepathic.
Yeah,
because you're both technomancers.
So yeah, you had just watched that video link that she had hacked, and she looks at you and she says, well, "What does all of this mean,
kid? There's so much going on right now. I don't know what any of this shit means. Eris is high off a rocker. Jet's damn near bleeding out. I don't know what the hell is going on with Joe. She's super preoccupied." Are you okay?
I guess so. I mean, that was pretty weird.
Not just weird, kind of traumatizing. Like, physically, your body feels okay.
She looks down, like she's looking at herself, but she's really looking at her persona. She says, yeah, I mean, I don't remember a whole lot.
Okay.
Who was that with you?
His name's Pierre. He's Joe's... biological father, I think. We think. Maybe. Possibly. Kinda. Val doesn't know.
Okay.
He's also a technomancer. He, now that I'm thinking about it, this is all kind of fishy. I don't know why. Sid. Yeah, this is all kind of fishy. I don't know why he would have decided to seek me out now, knowing that I'm a technomancer, as long as I've been around Joe, and I don't know what his interest is. All I know is that he called me about meeting up. I had never really met him in person before. There had been several phone calls, but never met him in person, and then that's when I figured out he's also a technomancer, and he was saying some really cryptic shit like...
Well, maybe Joe knows.
Maybe Joe is so deep into her own shit. I don't know.
All right. You see Mary just kind of go, okay. And then so as you're sitting in the Brambleland, Mary just kind of looks over at Joe and says, Joe.
Yeah?
Why did Pierre come after us?
He came after you?
Well, that's what Val said. Looked up, tried to find out, you know. I mean, did you know?
The Technomancer stuff?
Yeah.
No, I just found that out, like, a little bit ago from Jet.
Hi.
I have no idea why he would hide that from me, first of all. Or why he would be interested in you or Val. Did he say anything weird to you?
Well, he didn't really talk to me. He talked to Val.
Did he say anything weird to you?
So, I don't know entirely what this, I don't know, entity is, but there's something that keeps pulling to me and Mary. And it's this yellow, glowy figure.
I felt a pull too, but it turns out there's actually ley lines underneath the stacks.
So I don't know what Pierre's interest was, but he kept saying stuff about me helping Mary and giving her the armor, which is the chips. I don't know if you saw that, but it was cool.
There are armor inside those chips? That's...
Yeah, so it's like this Matrix armor. And it kind of had this, I mean, it was like metal armor, and it looked like, so you remember the scary thing that had my face mm-hmm. when we were on the run?
Yeah.
It looks like the wings.
Ooh.
Like, and I had the wings.
Oh.
But it was in the Matrix. It wasn't a physical.
Okay. Are you sure that it's just in the Matrix?
What, could you see it?
Yeah.
She, like, drops her jaw and is like, oh, dang. What? Okay, so, wait. How could you see me in the Matrix? I was fully submerged, but I was in my body. It's so weird. I don't know what was happening. Normally, when I submerge, like, my meat body is just, you know, dumped on the floor. But I was walking around as me, but I was fully submerged. I was deep. That's what she said.
Joe is just, like, staring, like, mouth slightly agape. Just staring at you, and a couple seconds pass. You're talking to me like I know any of what that means.
Okay, so it doesn't matter. Me trying to describe that to you is just going to take up time. It is strange that you could see me.
Yeah.
When I was submerged. So how were you perceiving me?
I was astrally projecting.
So you were seeing me in astral space?
Yes.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Eris, aren't you glad that we aren't beholden to powers beyond our ken?
Huh?
Never mind.
Okay. I feel like...
I feel like I need to talk to Pierre now. And she gets her clunky calm out. I need a new helmet, by the way, Val.
I'm gonna...
Oh, I can buy you one. Hang on a sec. Oh, wait. Hang on. Hey, dude, we get paid.
Jet's like, oh, yeah, hang on. So that's 22.5K to everybody except for Eris. And then she's going to say, Eris, we're going to talk about, I have a thing for you.
Like what?
We'll talk about it in a minute. It's regarding our conversation. We'll talk about it later.
What? Our conversation?
We had a conversation earlier. I got to talk to you about something.
Oh, scratch that from the record, please. And thank you.
Scratch it from the record?
Yeah, please.
We're going to talk about it.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, it's... Okay. I got cut off.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay,
damn.
Hang on. Let me scratch what I told you earlier then. I'm glad that I am not beholden to powers beyond my ken.
I am not...
You got your grandma, dude.
Oh, she's not. No, my mom cut me off because I wouldn't answer her calls and I didn't go to the hospital. By the way, like, that was Apex, right? On that video? That was Apex? I'm pretty sure he's working for my grandma and she wants her demon baby back. I think this is news for you, too.
Yeah. Just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Eris, you don't have to talk about yourself like that. You're not a demon. You have some problems, but you're not a demon.
Well, I was talking about Azalea, but actually...
Azalea has her problems, but she's not a demon.
Yeah, but the baby inside her is... What? She was used in like a demon summoning ritual. Or what? It doesn't matter. We got a thing to do.
I'm still bleeding. If we could go take care of that, that would be stellar.
Valet has elbows on knees, fingers rubbing temples.
Fucking. Oh, yeah. Hang on a second. I got it. I'm going to send a text to Tailgunner and I'm going to be like, thorn and then a skull emoji. And then a sad face emoji.
That's how you're going to tell him that he's dead?
Yeah, that sure is.
That's so fucked up.
You get a club sandwich emoji.
No. Send back the merman emoji.
I send back the no sign, the circle with the slash mm-hmm. through it, and then a comma, and then a gravestone.
Your comm goes off.
Like a ring.
He's calling you.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
Hey, what's up, Tailgunner?
Are you high?
A little. No, I'm not.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you are. So, first of all, kudos to you.
Thank you.
Second of all, what are we talking about here?
Thorn's dead, and Apex killed him, and I think Fenris might have ratted him out, because, like, he called Fenris to... help me, and then Apex showed up and killed
him. Why was he working through Fenris?
I needed help.
Okay.
Yeah, and so then I called Fenris to see if he was still helping me, and then Apex came and kidnapped my sister, so...
So Apex killed Thorn and now has your sister. Why?
Probably something about a demon baby.
Is that the drugs talking, or...?
No, that's real.
Should I take a hit myself so I can understand what the fuck you're talking about, or...
Yeah, what are you doing?
Been hitting the screamers.
Oh, nice.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no.
Screamer, that was the drug from the stacks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Screamer is, it looks like an asthma inhaler, but what it really is an igniter, and it ignites pink crystal to vaporize it so you breathe it.
Fuck.
Oh, right.
And doesn't it make a squealing sound when it does
like,
it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, and when it does that, it's like a squealing screech noise. So he says he's been doing screamer.
Ah, shit, man. That is, whew.
Don't tell me how to live my life, dude.
I'm not. I'm just saying, whew, man.
Yeah, that's good shit.
Yeah, I don't want to do it.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
To each his own. Okay, so...
Yeah, so...
So you're just texting me to... I mean...
I don't know. I thought you might want to know, like, at the very least...
Where are you at now?
In a car in St. Louis.
You're still there? You didn't leave?
Well, no. Those plans kind of fell through, or rather got stabbed through the heart, as they do, so...
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. But it's cool. We've got a job we're working on now, probably.
Okay, hold on. We're in the car with her while
she's having this. Yeah, you can hear me. You can hear my side of the conversation. Joe might be able to hear both sides, because I picture it as, like, Eris is, like, snuggled up on you in the backseat of the Bramblam.
The question is this your burner comm or is this your real comm?
I don't know. No, it would probably be my burner comm.
So you just hear from the far back row, Eris, who the fuck are you talking to?
And as soon as you say that, there is a massive explosion.
God fucking... Where?
Dogleash is driving. He's like, what the fuck? And so it's a bright flash. And it's in the direction of the containment zone.
Oh, shit.
That's whack.
So it doesn't like, I mean, you see the flash, you feel the boom. And right about that time, you like look in that direction, you can see like there's a plume of smoke and there's fire because it's evening, you know, it's nighttime. So, I mean, you can see that there's like a big fireball had gone off in the containment zone. And then the streetlights are like flickering as you see an attack helicopter fly over the top of you and turn around as if it's going back into that direction. Eris, make a perception check.
One success.
That's all you needed.
Yay!
You saw the flash. and you heard the boom of the explosion from the containment zone and from your phone.
Oh, shit. Are you okay, Tail Gunner? Are you there?
He's like, what are you talking about?
There's just an explosion, and you're in St. Louis.
All right, he says, where are you?
I'm in a fucking car.
All right, he says, okay.
Where are you?
I got you.
Oh, okay, and?
All right, he says, you need to get off the road.
Hey, Dog Leash, we need to get off the road.
All right, he's like, fuck that. They're fucking bombing the goddamn containment zone. We need to get the fuck where we're going.
Okay, off-road it, man. This is a fucking four-wheel drive or whatever.
All right,
we're
he says,
almost there.
He's like, can somebody who's not fucking stoned out of their mind please tell me what to do?
We need to get to their house.
You want me to take surface streets then? And not freeway?
Yeah.
All right.
We're not that far.
No.
We're only like 5 minutes away, right?
Yeah, actually, we can make 5 turns.
I have St. Louis streets, so I can direct mm-hmm. him exactly
and
how to get
mm-hmm.
there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just like, okay, yeah. I'm leaning over into the front seat.
Can you, like, gun it at least?
I'm going as fast as this thing will go.
Hey,
stop telling me to stop
this
telling
thing
me how
goes
to drive.
Pretty fucking
it's a Gremlin. It's a beast.
He's not going slow.
Good.
Yeah.
He's a combat driver. He can drive it.
Vroom. All right, we're working on it, Tail Gunner. What's happening?
All right, he says, it looks like Aztec is taking their security control of the containment zone pretty seriously.
Fuck.
Oh, shit.
Are you in there?
No.
Okay.
So if it's her burner comm, I'm hacked into this comm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Am I able to get that half of the conversation?
Mm-hmm.
I call Veronica, or I message Veronica.
Okay.
What the fuck are you doing?
All right, she says, getting a massage. Why?
Why are there bombs going off in the containment zone?
That's classified.
Bullshit.
I mean, it is.
I mean, no, that's classified.
That's exactly how that works.
Nope. I'm going to push.
What do you want, Val?
I want to know what the fuck is going on.
There was an explosion.
Oh, wow. How about having someone on the inside being a bit of a perk here, please? I thought that was where this trust thing was going
to
go.
All right, this is exactly what she says to you.
Oh, boy.
I need to talk to Angel right now.
Val's head slumps forward and Angel comes out.
Honey, I need you to come find me.
Well, you better be somewhere good.
5 stars.
I could do paws and claws.
And I've got some escorts coming. We need to finish up the business we talked about.
Yeah.
I'll ping you the address.
Perfect. I'll be on my way soon.
All right, so those of you who are in the car, you see, first of all, Joe would know exactly who is...
Yeah, her eyes are green now, and the jacket and hoodie is ever so slightly slipping off of her shoulders.
Hey, Angel, why don't you sit? Take a seat.
I'm already sitting, thank you. Actually, I need somebody to pull over. I've got somebody else coming to pick me up.
No.
I need to go.
I mean, like, stay seated. Put your seatbelt back on.
Actually, I'm pretty sure I am a person of my own will, so I think I'll do what I want. Thank you.
Dog Leash, I think you should keep driving.
Oh, I'm not stopping shit.
Perfect.
Dog Leash, this is so fucking clown shoes. This whole thing is
who
fucking
the fuck
clown
you telling?
Shoes. I'm just saying, I'm announcing it to the car because I'm bleeding.
Yeah, that's why I'm not
good.
That's not why. That's no. why I'm not stopping.
I know. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Okay. Do you want me to say stop?
Am I still on the phone with Tail Gunner?
Yes. Yes. And Tail Gunner says to you, "Why is Aztec monitoring your shit?
Mine?
Everybody in that vehicle?
Oh God, who knows? Fucking. Let me tell you about everything. No, I'm not going to.
You need to get the fuck away from them.
So, like, every single person in this car?
Do you trust everybody in that vehicle?
I trust one wholeheartedly, one half-heartedly, and then 4, eh.
Are you kidding me? Okay, sure.
You guys don't know who's wholehearted and half-hearted.
We're just like looking at each other like it's
a
Mexican
chance,
standoff.
There's a chance that it could be either either one, either way.
All right, Dog Leash just like full on pulls in like up into the yard.
Nice.
And you see the front door opens up and she's standing there like, bring her in, bring her in.
Yeah. And
Dog Leash just like grabs you and just like carries
yes.
you in.
Yes.
Bramlam still running, just sitting there.
So we're getting out now. We're off the road.
Oh. Yeah, Joe parks the car.
Okay.
Get the keys away from her.
Yeah. And yeah, she does take the keys.
Okay.
How quickly does the escort show up?
Mary's like, Angel, what are you doing? What are we going to do?
Yeah, you're going to stay here, kid, because Val would kill me if I let anything happen to you.
Mama got
to
go get some.
Yeah, Mama got to go get some.
All right, she's like, okay.
You'll be fine. How about you get in touch with Boggs so that he can come here and you two can catch up? Because I'm sure he's going to want to know what's been going on with you. I know he was kind of concerned.
Okay. I think I'm going to call my other friend, too.
Who's your other friend, Mary?
Oh, my other friend. Her name is Saban.
If memory serves, didn't you talk to Val about her?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you sure that's a good idea?
Well, I told her she said if something happened where I saw the glowy man, then I was supposed to talk to her about it because she could answer some questions.
Don't you think that's a conversation that Val should have too?
All right, she's looking at you like, okay.
Listen, I got a pedicure date I got to get to, so you can hang out here. I'm sure you'll be fine. And Val just needed a bit of a mental break, so she's okay too.
I pat Mary on the head after you say she'll be fine. Mary probably thinks it's really weird. Oh. It's with my human hand, not my robot hand.
Okay.
Yeah, everything will be fine. Maybe hold off on reaching out to this Saban person until Val is with you again. Can you do that for me, please?
Okay, I guess.
Pinky promise?
Yeah, fine.
She reaches out a pinky.
She does a pinky promise.
Okay, you can't go back on that shit.
Yeah.
You can do anything you want, Mary. Follow your heart.
Shut the fuck up, Eris.
Hey, Collateral.
So,
Pioneer's being a fucking bitch right now. I'm not offering your drugs, man.
For once.
A motorcycle pulls up.
Nice.
Big chopper with, ape hanger.
Tell me there's a Sasquatch riding this bitch.
Nope.
Damn it.
Nope. It's an orc. He's like wearing a leather vest with patches on it, okay. But no shirt underneath, and he's got like a 12-pack.
Nice.
And he stands up and he looks like an orc version of John Cena, and he's like he's like.
Maddie and I, actually, it was just a wave of the John Cena move. Bam, bam, bam.
Amazing. Okay.
All right. So he's standing there and he's like.
Wait, is he taller, though? Like an orc?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And he's standing there. And then as he's pulling up into the driveway and Dog Leash is like laying Jet down on the kitchen table so he can be worked on. And you see him like look because he heard a motorcycle pull up and he's like, who's this fucking clown?
I don't know. There's a whole bunch of clowns. All these people are clowns.
No, this one's like a for real clown.
She like tries to sit up.
Look at this guy.
Oh my God.
I don't even think any of those patches are real.
No, they're definitely not real. Look at it. They're too clean.
Is this guy an actor?
I think he might be. I think he might be a hooker.
All right, and then outside, which one of you Angel?
Oh, Joe takes a step back.
Big bachelorette party energy here.
Angel takes off the remainder of her jacket, but ties the hoodie around her waist. So now it's just straight up like. The lacy bodysuit with the open back, her angel wings are out, and she starts to just do the walk up to this guy. And
oh, you got the switch going on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And she just gets she just gets on the back of the bike and is like, let's fucking go.
Oh, that's just, okay.
I guess, yeah, we're just letting this happen, right?
It's up to you.
Yeah.
If you want to stop her?
That's on you, man. I'm going to finish this phone call.
You've been on the phone this entire time.
This is, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I was trying to get off of it, and then someone else cut in, and I'm like, I'm not going to interrupt role play just to be like,
I'm hanging up the phone.
Yeah.
So you can end the phone call. It's.
So we're off the road now. I don't know what the fuck is happening.
All right, keep your comm active.
Like on?
Yes. Not like hotline, but you know.
Yeah, all right. Be safe, I guess, and don't get murdered by or kidnapped by Apex. Unless you're still, like, working with him or whatever.
No, and I want to know why he did that.
Oh, he's probably working for the Vori mob leader.
Yeah, that's not happening.
He's not working for her?
The Vori mom leader? No.
How do you know for
Because sure? he fucking hates the Vori.
Mm. Well, it might be like someone above the Vori. I don't know the details, man.
Okay.
Didn't he have a whole thing about wanting to be immortal?
No. No. He fucking hates them, too.
Hmm. Whatever. I don't know, man.
I don't either. It's weird. And now I need to do a bump, otherwise I'm gonna start coming down.
Yeah, man.
Then you hear a little scream. He's like, oh, yeah, that's better. So, what's good to eat around here, man?
Oh, man, fucking, all right, wait, hang on, where are you?
He kind of says, I'm in some place called Chesterfield. Oh, I could do some breakfast.
But it's fucking
Is there a breakfast place around here?
Doink. Yeah, but it's not open yet. The Shack is good.
Is there a 24-hour breakfast place?
Tell them to go to Uncle Bill's.
The Uncle Bill's on Manchester.
The Uncle Bill's on Manchester is fire, man.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Why are you in Chesterfield?
He says, long story.
Yeah, there's like nothing out there, man.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the point. Well, we can talk about it later.
Yeah.
When we're both not high.
When will that
happen? Yeah, like that's ever going to happen.
Oh, man, he's like, Uncle Bill's, they got pancakes?
Yeah, man.
Okay. But then I probably will never leave.
All right. Enjoy your new home. Okay, so I finally get off the phone with Tail Gunner.
Yes.
And then I send him the address to a Nuket Burger with the best drugs.
Okay.
It's not Guy's Nuket Burger.
No, because he's got good guns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, he gives you the thumbs up emoji, and he's like, if you want pancakes, you know where I'm at.
Thumbs up emoji back.
Angel, I'm not going to stop you. Just get on the bike and go.
Do you see me already on the bike? And then she taps the guy's shoulder. Fucking go.
He's like, your friend want to come along?
No, I do not.
And he's like,
actually, no, I don't.
He's like, hey, I'm paid up for the night, so.
Hell yeah.
He's like, 1 or 20, doesn't matter to me.
Holy God.
He's like.
Nice.
Come back when you can bench 120, you twat.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Resting Glitch Face. Theme music by Synthesk. Background music by Machinima Sound. Outro music by Austin Miller. Edited and produced by Sid. Continuity consulting by Dot. Shadowrun is property of Catalyst Game Labs. Resting Glitch Face is a production of Openly Gamer Theater and property of Side Tangent Productions.